Sunny 101.5 News.
Good morning, I'm Jim Irizarry. St. Joseph County correctional officers may soon see a big pay increase. The county council unanimously approved what they say is a much-needed raise for corrections officers. Beginning officers will see a $5,000 raise. Despite being one of the most populated counties, St. Joseph County offers the lowest starting salaries, prompting many workers to seek higher-paying positions in neighboring departments. County commissioners will vote on the pay increase next week before it can take effect. The Elkhart Redevelopment Commission approved the purchase of the old Chase Bank on Franklin Street for a new public safety center. With the current police and fire buildings over 40 years old and staff outgrowing their departments, Mayor Rod Roberson says with the continued transitions happening in Elkhart, public safety running effectively is fundamental. The building's construction and renovations will cost roughly $40 million and take about 2 years. Legendary Notre Dame football coach Newt Rockne's former South Bend home could be relocated from its current spot. After last year's attempted move was derailed thanks to issues with tree and branch removal, the idea has been revitalized. Habitat for Missions and Greystone Properties are working together. The plan, if approved, would also modernize Rockne's former home. This will include a finished basement, a two-car garage, and more. One person is in the hospital after being found with an apparent gunshot wound in South Bend. The shooting happened in River Park at about 6:40 yesterday morning on Northside Boulevard near Logan at Rivershore Apartments. Police say a woman was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. No word at this time on a suspect or what led up to the shooting. One of the two brothers facing federal charges for stealing 123 firearms from a Dunham Sports in Benton Township has pled guilty for his role in the crime. 25-year-old Darnell Nance pled guilty to kidnapping and brandishing a firearm. Prosecutors say Nance and co-defendant Darnell Bishop kidnapped the Dunham's manager at gunpoint and made him reveal the passcode to the store. Bishop allegedly then went into the store and filled two coolers with handguns. Bishop has pled not guilty to several federal charges. An agreement was reached yesterday related to the train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio in February of last year. Norfolk Southern has now agreed to pay a $600 million settlement to resolve a class action lawsuit from residents of the area who were affected by the accident. The money will be split up, including $104 million going to community assistance and $21 million in direct payments to residents. The agreement will still have to be approved by a judge before going into effect. Christopher Morel hit his first career Grand Slam. Yan Gomes also connected for the Chicago Cubs, who beat the San Diego Padres last night 5-1. Kyle Hendricks will start tonight's rubber match for the Cubs, while San Diego will send former White Sox ace Dylan Cease to the mound at 6:40 tonight. Dominic Fletcher hit a two-run double in the eighth inning as the White Sox snapped a five-game losing streak with their first road win, 7-5 over the Cleveland Guardians. The much-needed Chicago win also included a tough loss. Yoan Moncada had to be helped off the field in the second inning after injuring his groin. Gio Urshela, Kerry Carpenter, and Jake Rogers delivered RBI singles in the ninth as the Detroit Tigers rallied past the Pittsburgh Pirates 5-3. Wisconsin scored twice in the top of the ninth for the 3-1 win over South Bend, spoiling the Cubs' home opener. South Bend drops to 1-3 on the new season. The series continues tonight at Four Winds Field with first pitch at 7:05. Tyrese Halliburton scored 30 points, and the Indiana Pacers pulled away early in the second half to beat the Toronto Raptors 140-123. The Pacers are a game ahead of the Philadelphia 76ers in the race to avoid a spot in the play-in tournament. Both teams have two games remaining. Joel Embiid scored 37 points and 11 rebounds as the Sixers extended their winning streak to six games with a 120-102 win over the Pistons. Jalen Brunson scored 45 in his second straight 40-point game to lead the New York Knicks past the Chicago Bulls 128-117. Before the game, Bulls coach Billy Donovan said he has not had any contact with the University of Kentucky about its men's basketball coaching vacancy and reiterated his commitment to the Bulls. Donovan began his coaching career as an assistant at Kentucky under Rick Pitino from 1989 to 1993. Alex Ovechkin and Dylan Strome scored a minute apart late in the second period. Charlie Lindgren finished with 42 saves, and the Washington Capitals held on to beat the Detroit Red Wings 2-1 in a matchup of teams vying for a spot in the Eastern Conference playoffs. The Capitals moved a point past Detroit for the conference's second wildcard spot. The Red Wings have lost six of their last eight.
Partly sunny to start today, becoming cloudy this afternoon with a high of 65. We'll see rain showers develop tonight. A meteorologist, Carrie Pujo.